currently littering all of Vancouver windows for all of us who cannot afford to have central air conditioning, and so hence have had to either go through the government plan to get AC units, or have had to have some friends donate an AC unit, or maybe you went to the junkyard and got yourself an AC unit that you've then lodged onto your window with a piece of wood so that the air can't get out, but only the cold air can come in. This is The Vive. Today, I am joined by a semi-functional ceiling fan.
Well, I don't get to be like the tube of the aircon that's like shoved out the window that you can see from the street.
No.
Okay, well, I'm still very valuable in this scenario.
You are, because sometimes you can't get air conditioning, and so you must survive with the ceiling fan that only pushes the hot air down.
That's a rude way of putting it.
Towards you.
I'm here to slowly push air around in your room.
With that, let's push some air around. This song is called Holy to Dogs by local MIDI artist MIDI Janitor.
some time since I visited civilized places. I don't have fond memories of them.
Hello, hello. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and this is I Come From The Mountain. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening to a bunch of people screaming at you in the middle of your Wednesday. There is rarely any better way to spend a Wednesday than having being screamed at. I'm sure the Church Chipotle employees can tell you all about getting screamed out. So you heard a bunch of songs. You heard a song from Sonagi, a band from Japan, I believe, putting out an EP coming out soon called Everything Is Longing. The song was called Rain Shadow. Before that, you heard from No Man, a song called Eat My Twin off of Glitter and Spit. Before that, the more kind of metal-esque numbers, the Tampa band Contention, a song called Ousted from Eden from their album Artillery of Heaven. And before that, you heard from Obey Cobra from Bristol, a song called Blue Hour off of, I'm going to mess up how to pronounce this, but I believe it's pronounced Mug Drug, but it's spelled weird. So, you know, this is my good college try at that. And we started off the set today with Midi Janitor, a song called Holy to Dogs off of a tape off the same name off of that is has come out on Hotham Sounds. It was really hot for a while and it is no longer hot, which is, well, it is still kind of hot, but at least it's not 30 degrees hot. I hope you're all keeping cool in whatever way that you can through this heat wave. If you have AC, you're very lucky. If you have a fan, you're also kind of lucky. But there are a lot of people who are not so lucky. So please stay out of the sun. Drink a lot of water when you can. And don't do extraneous activity outside because it'll mess with you, honestly. But, you know, also go enjoy it because it's nice that we get sun for at least 1 month of this whole year. So there are people who enjoy sun.
Yeah, I was going to say, I disagree with everything that you just said, but on a safety level, because this is being broadcasted, yeah, don't exert yourself. However, if the heat makes you feel more and want more, then go for it, dude.
And feel more and want more, you know?
Yeah.
What else is worthy of our conversation today? Not much, really. I mean, you know, that's part of this. It's like, what can we tell you except for our own personal experiences communicated to you in the form of this audio journal that is I Come From The Mountain. So here at CITR, we're pretty sad that the two newest food establishments that we are about to get to eat are Fresh Slice and Chipotle.
Yeah, Chipotle makes a comeback in this set once more.
Yeah, taking over for Taco Mio, which, like, by God, was the best food on this part of campus. So, big rip to Taco Mio and Chipotle taking over, honestly.
Chipotle making you taste less in a season when we want to taste more.
And when
just
we
want more.
You want more. More
want
sun.
More sun.
More pool times.
More
unrestricted
loud.
Pool time.
Yeah, also that. Unrestricted lake time.
I think we all deserve vacations, actually.
I think that's why the last couple songs that you played just were like steadily climbing up a hill, you know, because that's kind of what this weather needs. It's like everything is just getting cranked up a little bit more. Like, I think people crave louder music when it gets hotter outside. And that could just be me and my preferences, but it feels like the warmth is sort of also an explosive sound moment where we want things sonically to match what we're feeling. Is this crazy off base?
No, I mean, yes. I don't know. I don't know.
Okay, no and yes.
I mean, agree on some levels, but I also think yes, because I can't imagine there's actually recorded evidence of this phenomenon. Though I'm not looking right now, so, you know, maybe by next week we will have more answers for you, if we can even remember that we've talked about this today.
Well, our magazine is recorded evidence of this phenomenon. Because everything that we're covering is just like loud and fast and hot.
Oh.
And sexy.
Wow. Wait, I thought you left out sexy in the first part of this. Yeah, I was actually thinking about today's show, being like, is it just going to be an hour of metal and punk? Which, like, normally there is some of that because I can't escape myself. But this one really feels packed. Like, you know, I don't know if there's been a lot of good, sexy metal and punk being written lately. And so it's been fun to find all of these acts that are actually doing something interesting in the genres. So,
well, maybe this is like a sort of a call out or a call for sexy metal, because I've never heard that been put together before.
I think some people...
I would love for someone to show me sexy metal, because I love it as a genre, but like, come on, the Venn diagram doesn't
be careful
have much
what
crossover.
You wish for, because you're just going to get like a bunch of like new metal stands that are going to come out of the woodwork being like, Nightwish was sexy metal.
Okay.
And I think that just kind of depends how you feel about Nightwish at the end of the day.
Yeah. I'm not looking for that specifically.
Okay. Well, maybe we can use the rest of today to deliberate what it truly means to write sexy music, perhaps. And maybe not even just sexy metal, maybe sexy extreme noise rock.
Okay. Challenge accepted.
Okay.
If that is just loud and angry, then, I mean, that also sort of works.
Speaking of sexy loud noise rock, we are going to play a song to you now by the local band Natlak, which gave us an incredibly sexy photo for our cover. You should check it out.
Yeah.
Pick it up. They're all wearing full black outfits. There is almost no skin showing,
yeah,
and they are under a pier. It doesn't get sexier than that.
It is hot, like physically uncomfortably looking.
So we're going to play you a Natlak song. The song is called Flattened and Silent off of EP 1.
linger and flare like wooden spasticity. This greater wriggles till perched on my tongue. Same that it might with the choke cherry parts, but I need to say this, and so we'll build a series of walls and take the days easy apart like stomping wasps. From the lecture to confessional. From the lecture to confessional. It's gotta be around here somewhere. From the lecture to confessional. It doesn't always add up. From the lecture to confessional. I can't always say it. And from the lecture to confessional.
Thank you.
Welcome back. One last time to another speaking segment of this here show, I Come From the Mountain. Thank you for listening thus far. Let's do this so that we have enough time to play you one very long last song. So you just heard a pop synth poppy number by Trist, TR/ST, called Soon, that is opening up their new album Performance, which will be out on Days Records in September. Before that, you heard from MJ Lunderman, one of my favorite country boys, and also one of Ceiling Fan's favorite country boys. the song was called She's Leaving You.
Oh.
She's Leaving You, from their upcoming album, Manning Fireworks. Before that, you heard from a country western, Great is the Grip of the Hawk, from their album, Life on the Lawn, which was not as metal as the title of the song itself, but by God, did we love it anyway. Before that, you heard from Tall Mary, great local release out on Kingfisher Blues, When Will I Find Something New? The track we played was She Works. And before that, you heard from Truck Violence, Alberta, or Interior BC, I think Alberta. Alberta folk hardcore act, a song called Lecture off of their brand new album, Violence. And we started off the set with local noise makers, Nat Lack, Flattened and Silent off of EP-1. And with that, we've come to the end. We've yet again made it one more loop around this week. You are here at this checkpoint that has become your Wednesday as I talk about to you about inanities and play you music that is very uncomfortable. So I hope you have enjoyed that. And I would like to thank Ceiling Fan for joining me today.
Pushing around air with my mouth.
That's what we want here on I Come From the Mountain.
Hope you can feel it.
Anyway. yes. Thanks for listening. Get on the radio. Stay cool or stay hot, depending on what your vibe is. Maybe like cool on the outside, but hot on the inside. I don't know. We're going to leave you with one more song called New Motive Power by a band that has really captured my attention. Their name is Outlander, and they are from somewhere in they're from somewhere in England. I can't remember where, but it's great stuff. This is from their brand new album, Acts of Harm, out on Southern Road Records. And I hope you enjoy the blast of music that it is. It's not as heavy as everything else, but it might still be heavy for you. I don't know, you know? That's how it goes sometimes. So thanks for listening. This has been I Come From the Mountain from CITR 101.9 FM always. And as always, goodbye for now, radio world.
After death, after life, I was up half the night. Hurricane never came, not for me, not again.